Let us start. If we are not having a quorum, let us still continue. We are not going to take any resolution. We are not going to take any decision that is binding to the committee. Do I have your permission?
Yes,
thank you. Firstly, we shall be having the tabling of the draft tourism bill. The draft tourism bill at this stage is still with the state law advisors. It has not been finalized, it is a draft, so we cannot comment about it because they are still looking at its constitutionality and its compliance and so forth. For purposes of members to have a picture and to start engaging, because really we have to start engaging as soon as possible. We are already in August, the end of the year will soon be with us. So for purposes of having as much time as possible, we table it for your consideration, but for your information. Consideration is going to be after it has been certified by the state law advisors. That is item number one. Then item number two, let us see, are we all having the tablings of three memoranda of understanding, that is South Africa and Ghana? All of us, South Africa and Ghana. Number two, South Africa and Zimbabwe. Three, South Africa and Lesotho. That is for tabling and for your consideration. What is going to happen is we are going to call the department to answer questions when necessary, and to motivate why we have the different state of memoranda. What are our benefits? What are Africa's benefits? And so forth. But that is not going to be answered here, debated here today. It is tabled for purposes of us to engage the department and the ministry. Hello, Mr. Faro.
Yes, thank you very much. I think this is, as I understand it, part of our request from the Sport Trade Committee to see these memorandums. These are interstate memorandums, but I think what is more purposeful, and we saw it now on our trip, is the memorandum of understanding which takes place between different ministries. In other words, between Home Affairs and Tourism, and between the Transport Department and Tourism, so that we can start getting the other committees to start looking at ensuring that they meet their commitments. Because, you know, as you know, I mean, if we can't get those things done, then we are failing in our duty to try and promote tourism. Could you make a personal request again to see if we can get those checks and bring them to us? I would very much appreciate that. It's to me more important than an agreement between Lesotho and Zimbabwe, which are bilateral anyway. But I think what we want to do is to hold the other departments and ministries to account where they are impacting on tourism. I would appreciate it. Thank you, Chair.
Yeah, I think it's our oversight right to have those memorandum of understanding. So the Secretary will follow that one up.
I had also requested for them, Chair, I think from time back, and I still haven't received any. I don't know if they are able to give them, because the last time I spoke to the director in the DG's office, she said that she needs permission for them to come out, something like that.
No, but we have to oversee the department. That is our constitutional mandate. And they have no option but to give those reports, or if there is any other good reason, let that reason be accepted by the committee. The are not, it is not their call not to, to bring those. But Jerry, please follow that one up and say that the committee once more requests this thing, and then let us give them to it so that it becomes official. Thank you for that, Mr. Farrell. Tabling of the draft committee report on provincial oversight to Mpumalanga and Eastern Cape, June 2012. Here as well is for consideration and reading. And remember that we have just been to Eastern Cape last week. So we shall add that what we experienced in the Eastern Cape when we start considering those reports. The here now we are still listening for your connections, for your input, and way forward. That was number three. Number four, consideration of committee outstanding minutes. We discussed these minutes, and then members have submitted their corrections and their input, and then, but because I don't think we have a quorum. What is the quorum? We are not having a quorum, so we shall postpone item number four. Then the revised program for the third quarter 2012. Let me give that item to Jerry to explain exactly the details of the program.
We've put together for the third term of the committee. However, we've realized that the parliament has changed its program. Initially, we said on our program on the 14th and 15th of August there's going to be a women's parliament. But I understand that in terms of the new program, the revised program of parliament, that has changed. The Women's Parliament, as I understand, will be around the 30th or 31st of August. So it means now that slot, that Tuesday of the 14th, is open, Chairperson. We can make a request to the House Chair if we want to have a meeting and have a meeting on that Tuesday. Also, again, the 21st of August, we have asked the Department of Tourism to come before the committee to present their midterm report. In terms of what they have submitted, a letter to the chairperson, the DG has asked that to be given another date. So that's also another matter that we will have to look at it, chairperson, to see what else can we put in there, given that the DG has requested a later date for him and his department to come and appear before the committee. So briefly, Chair, those are the only two or three issues that will be reworked in the program of the committee. And then also we will see as well when can we rearrange the threat plan of the committee for the remainder of the term of this committee between now up to the end of the term of parliament. Those are the only three matters, Chair, that I thought the committee needed to be brought to the attention of the committee. You know, because the program, the issues on the program were adopted. So if we do some changes, we have to take those changes back to the committee again to ratify.
But Kali, what can we have next week?
Yeah, I don't know whether that can be arranged with such short notice, but I would very much like to see Stan pass in front of us. I'll tell you why, and I think you know why too. Everywhere along we went, we saw this problem arising with the increase in tariffs into tourism, you know, which impacts on tourism operators. We've heard about the issue that arose at Titicaca with the new concession and how that is operational. Now, they all rely on Stan Fox in terms of the process, but I don't know whether the process has been meaningfully thought through in terms of time, transparency, you know, the whole issue that goes with it. And I was wondering whether we couldn't try and get some indication from them what has caused them to increase their tariffs by something like 100, whatever percent it is, over the time of a matter of a year. You know, what are they trying to do by virtue? I mean, the Sabi gate, for instance, has gone up from 260 Rand per car plus 40 Rand per person. It's not encouraging tourism. And to me, national parks and national sort of assets are for everybody to be able to access. You know, you can't just think that a tourist comes here with pounds and they're going to access. So I'd like to see Sam Parks. I don't know how easy it is to be able to get them. They fall under the Department of Environmental Affairs, which was a sister department for the tourism for many years. But I would like to think that if we can try and get them, I would be very, very pleased. I certainly, I talk, you know, for myself, but I don't know what the committee feels.
Okay, that's $150
Then 40 Rand per person in the car. That
over and above 150 Rand.
Yes. That went up in the last week. So, you know, there's a tendency for just, that I see. Cape Point, Nature Reserve, is another point in question now. Tourists are not going there anymore. They've just said to take a busload of people in there with the rate increases now is becoming too extravagant and too costly for people to go there. And, you know, they can't. And unfortunately, a lot of the tour operators provide a package, and the package might include this, and all of a sudden, they haven't quoted for this thing correctly because they take the tourist there and they say, no, you've got to pay this much now. And it's causing a lot of dissension in the ranks. And I think if you look through the journals of tourist writers and everything, everybody's starting to complain about this issue. I mean, the Titicaca Forest is another question. I believe the quotas, they're talking, you know, raising it by 400-500% the concession, you know, which now looks at the sustainability of that operation. 130 people out of jobs, you know. I think we need to talk to them and just find out what their motive is and what has caused them to do this. I know they've been given some directive by Treasury to be sustainable in their own rights, but I think when they're national assets, we've just got to see that they're within limits, you know, inflation.
Yeah, I mean, you can't just
see
them when they tell you, you can't go to the next
day.
Thank you. Just two things. What I want to say is also tying in with what my colleague was saying earlier. Sandparks. I don't know if you remember, we had this braai in the Kruger National Park. The braai.
Yes, yes, yes.
Now, maybe you can help me with this.
I wasn't
there. No. What I mean is the guards. They fall under sandparks, right?
Yes.
Right? So I was having a chat with the guards, and they were very afraid to speak openly. I said, don't worry, we are the people, talk to us. But he said, they have problems. I said, what is the problem? You said their working conditions are terrible. Right now, a lot of them are going on strikes, and there's a lot of unhappiness around promotions. People saying, like, we are here for the last 5 years, 6 years. Here comes a new guy because of connectivity, and he's just put over our heads, and we're working here with our, you know, away from home for the last 5, 6, 7 years. So there's a lot of employment issues with the guards, in salary disparities and stuff like that. So those are things we need to wrap our heads around. Yes. And the other issue is just now, my colleague also raised the issue of MOUs, interdepartmental MOUs. I see here for Tuesday, the 11th of September.
Let us agree that we shall have
They must come so that we can grill them. And the other issue is that is it being recorded?
Usually the reaction that we say, but without your way.
So that's a good, let's say, subtly interrogated. Yeah, I see this on the program for Tuesday 11th. My colleague was talking about a very important subject.
I wanted to on Saturday. So, I don't know.
I'll come back to me.
I really support the idea from, I don't know, I'm used to... No, Mr. Faro, you know, last year when I was debating on environmental affairs, I mentioned this part of Paris, that they are exorbitant. People cannot afford. And I remember after the debate, the CEO, David Mabunda, came to me. He said, ah, Mamzigana, now what do you expect us to, how we think we are just doing the right thing at the right time? Well, it's not expensive, you know. But now, I'm supporting the idea. How can we invite them, sit with them, we discuss this issue? Because they are aware that there are complaints from the public that the tariffs are going.
Yeah, I mean,
and I don't think it's a problem inviting them.
Okay, no. We shall bring them here and then we shall discuss the issue.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
I just wanted to
continue with this.
My colleague earlier said Mr. Farrow had asked about the. I mean, we have had these MOUs with other countries in the continent, and he raised the issue of interdepartmental MOUs. You know, the Department of Tourism's memos with other relevant sister organizations. I see on the 21st, Tuesday 11th of September, they are on the program. It says a briefing by the National Department of Tourism on the existing MOUs with other sister departments. Now I'm just thinking, if we're going to put in a request now, then they might say, but hey, listen, it's already on the program. But what we would like to do, is they must send it to us so that we can study those MOUs even before they come here on that day. So I just wanted to point out, it is here on the program.
In fact, we said that the secretary should write the letter and ask for them within 2 weeks. And then the letter is going to now go to the PT. It's not going to go to the director. We shall now be dealing with the PT. Okay, then the next item is the consideration of committee of telling the West of the North, the evaluation of provincial oversight trips, that is Mpumalanga and Eastern Cape.
In my case, I was evaluated, but the way it's just our request is so that when the committee undertake a provincial oversight, or in fact any visit, when we come back, so that at least the committee can reflect and see where are the areas for improvement for the next oversight, for the next trip, and so on and so on. So that's only the reason why we put the matter on the agenda. Because we have put it in the agenda last time, but unfortunately, because the meeting was only for 1 hour, because there was a sitting at 11 o'clock, and then we have to defer the matter again.
Okay, I think the first thing that we've got to I think correct is protocol arrangements even before we come. You see, the problem is that if Parliament, if there is a mistake in protocol, and you are from National Parliament, you get blamed. Other people do not get blamed. So let us try and sort this thing out once and for all before we get to these things. For instance, there were chiefs that were not recognized. There were mayors that were not recognized. And it's our fault, you see. At the end of the day, because they say these members of parliament are arrogant and they are this, that, and the other, and so forth. But we were not told. There was no guest list supplier. This Moranian administration things that if not done and a mistake happens, then it become very big issues. And you can no longer defend yourself. I think that is the issue that the secretariat with the other secretaries should discuss even beforehand as part of the package.
Yeah, I fully agree with you that I was going to raise the same issue. But I think it will come out and it must be highlighted in our report when we visit. The Department of Tourism clearly, and the national and the provincial, handled this whole trip very badly in the sense of those sort of issues. There was no introduction when we came in. I mean, we're strangers. We walk into a place, we don't know who's who. And you think it was the department's role who actually should be interacting with those people, which actually brings up a big chasm in my mind of those people. I think it was the first time they'd even been there on those trips, some of them. Yeah. I got the sense that the department representatives, the chief director and people that were with us, it was some of them, they didn't know what was going on there. They were hearing stories about the programs that the and the projects that municipalities are considering for the first time. I don't know, I just get that impression, I could see it. So I think that needs to be sorted out, and I think there's a role that they need to play prior to us doing it. And I said to Jerry also, Chair, you know, sometimes we have a local knowledge which we can impart into this committee. And it would be paramount for him to make sure that before we go on a trip again like that, just bring us the itinerary so we can look at it and say, hey, you know, it would be better to do this and to go that way and to do that, because we know the knowledge of the country and the part. I mean, both us come, my mum, George, and myself come from the Eastern Cape. So we know our way around there, but you know. But I think that's the second thing, is to get the program before us. Even if we just quickly come here for 10, 15 minutes before we depart, you give some sort of sense of direction there. Because if we leave it to travel agents who don't know where they just book seats and back and forth, you know, things like that, and it actually becomes also not cost effective. The other thing, can I talk about two other things on the program?
As long as you on this point.
Okay, well, I think I'm finished. I've said what I want to say about what you raised in the protocol and also the need to be able to see those itineraries beforehand. But last term, we also looked at two things. One was a local oversight visit to Mitchell Bay, which we never seemed to finish.
Let us not have that for now. Because we are just sitting on the Eastern Gate and Gumalama one. And then let us see how we do. If you want to say something on that, let us just meet you.
Chairperson, I have a question to ask Mr. Pagachi. Who is Mr. Pagachi? Is he the chairperson of the portfolio committee from the province or what?
Yes, he is the chairperson from the
who province. Accompanied him all the way?
It looks like he was just on his own.
What about the other ladies? There were some ladies.
Oh, it looked
one
like they were staff that was accompanying the chairperson, but it was the chairperson only.
Because the secretary and the committee secretary and one other member, the guy
who's
going to be the colored guy.
Now, this is now correcting the thing we're talking about. Who is here and those things, it is a problem.
Now, I'm answered and we have led, because I did not know who were these others except Mr. Pagati, because those people, you know, they were so, they behaved as if they did not know us. We were never introduced to them, more especially the very same Mr. Pagati. He never played his role as the chairperson. He was just a Jomunyu Buti. You know, the clown. He was just a clown, you know. And hence, things did not, they did not care whether what time are we leaving the hotel. Which way are we taking? Blah, 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 blah. You see, comparing Mpumalanga, when we went to Port Alfred and the like, those were responsible, honest. But now I'm saying, Chairperson, as you said, we were not even told that there were important people among us, like the boss, the chief, the mayor, whoever. Oh, they were just taking everything. I don't know how can we correct that one, that people must take their responsibility. They must really take care. Because Mr. Pagati was just always with us. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No, thank you. I think that was why we said that the secretary should try and correct issues of protocol. And then secondly, there is the issue of the agenda. The agenda should be clear in about 2 weeks' time before if we've got enough time so that we can discuss the agenda and the itinerary. And then who will be there, I think should be there. And as you are saying, the issue of the chief was embarrassing, because only after we had been deliberating in a meeting, we discovered that there is a chief in the crowd. And now,
it was quite well organized on the whole. But the question of introduction, let me say, is very important, let me say, so that you can know what people are in there, and therefore you can also have asked to ask a relevant question and make these people be confident for the area that we are overseeing. So that's very important. I don't know how to be comparing a committee, but the other committee I participate in, we never start without an introduction. And it usually has so many people. Sometimes I thought you find that introduction is quite a good time. And this is the case even in oversight. Because sometimes we have officials from the province, we have officials from the municipalities, we've got mayors and all those people. And it's good to know that they are here, so that you can really relate to them as far as possible when the time for engagement comes. Now, the thing I wanted to say about the Mpumalanga and also the Eastern Cape one, something that was common, was that the MEC
seems to be avoiding us. We never saw the face of the MEC in Bomama. I don't know whether it's a he or a she, and I don't know what the person is. I think really, if we send our request on time early, for me, even if there is another program, if the program is within the country, surely this person could give us, even if it's just a few hours. You know, because after all, we are going there not, you know, just to visit. We are actually overseeing how the budget is being spent. And the MEC is responsible how the budget is being spent. That is the main thing. I think we are tending to forget the real aim of the oversight is not just about funding. Yes, funding is good, is part of it. But the main thing, and as a result, you find that actually, this oversight and this, both the Mpumalanga one and the first Eastern Cape one, I don't know about the second one, there's hardly any talk about spending. How the money is spent, and whether there is enough money or not enough money, and it's not really even being sure whether. When we come back here, what can we say to the minister in terms of the funding, for example? We all know that in policy, there's still a lot that needs to be discussed about the level of funding for the town. So I just felt myself that they were avoiding us. In both cases, yes, they were avoiding us. In the Eastern Cape, the MEC comes at the last minute. He should have been there at the beginning and tell us what he is doing in the process. Then he can disappear after that, it doesn't matter, and hand that over to the official. That is the correct way of doing it. The MEC must be there at the beginning, inform you what is happening in his or her province, then after that, can hand you over to the official. In Mpumalanga, we were just with the officials right through. We did not have the political leadership. So to me, really, it seems as if, you know, Either these oversight uses are losing their value as far as the provinces are concerned, as the same purposes, they just see us as troublemakers, people coming to space to waste their time and so on and so forth. So I think this should be discussed at the correct level, wherever it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The MEC must not dodge us. We need them. They must be answerable. If they are not there, they must be very, very good reasons. Like, for instance, the MEC is out of the country. That's something else.
Well,
like even then, they must send us the senior person in their department. Now, the participation of the MEC.
I agree, we shall make that a recommendation.
Mm. Yeah, the participation of the MPL in our business is also very important. Because after all, we are doing the same thing, we've got the same objective. They need not all be there, but at least if we have some MPLs accompanying us, it would be better. I can't remember what the situation was like in Mpumalanga the first time. I mean, when we went there, but I know in the Eastern Cape, the first trip, there were MPLs who were members of the Provincial Standing Committee. That's how you see, because at least we interrelate, and in any case, we are not working in isolation. We should be working together with them as well, because we are pushing for the same thing, and they are at the implementation level. We are at the policy level, they are at the implementation level, so it's very important. But I just wanted to point out some questions to end that.
Some aspects are under observations, and then others. Let me just. Who has the objectives of the
of the trip to Mpumalanga and Eastern Cape right now, so that perhaps when we look at these things, we also look at the objectives. Do you have it nearby?
There are on the draft report on page 2 of the draft report. But we might add when because now we are just tabling it, and then members, because they've taken notes as well, then we will beef up the report and so on and so on. But they are on page 2 of the draft report.
Of the draft report, yeah. So now it is a chance as well to look at all the objectives and see whether perhaps the purpose of the tour is accomplished or not. Doctor, Mr. Farrow.
Not quite, Doctor, yet.
Well, in fact, I'll meet you a doctor when you can analyze how they use the Nyandas to cross the river.
Very good analogy, yeah. And what I wanted to say is that one of the objectives was also the roles of SMEs, and I don't think we were able to focus on that. That's why I raised that issue as an outstanding item on this agenda of the Portfolio Committee, because last time when we discussed, we were going to have a workshop with the financial institutions to see how they're helping establishments, you know, small business, and then to go to Mitchell's plane and look at one of them. That is, you know, to see how they're struggling or seeing what problems they have. So in those objectives that we had relating to those SMEs, I don't think we actually, you know, we could maybe classify the one of the trust as an SME when we went to Moveso, but I think we could have got more down to grassroots, Chair. That's what I'm trying to say. There are small little businesses associated with the bigger businesses, and we went to the nice hotels and the nice places, all the nice things. But I still think we need to actually get down there. You know, it's one of the key issues to job employment creation and all those type of initiatives, women and gender issues. So, yeah, let's see whether we can't in future also try and reach those people. I would rather go there than to go to a hotel and see what their problems are. You know, I mean, every hotel in the country has the same issues. But those are the sort of things where we need to see what is benefiting the people out of those type of tourism developments. And I still think that we need to see where the problem lies. And I think we put our finger on the pulse, if you remember, when we had one of the briefings here, and the people indicated to us that it's difficult to get finance to be able to establish a small business, and that's why we put that agenda item on there last term. And I think we need to not lose sight of that workshop, please, Jim. I don't know which financial institutions we're going to go and see. I think it's the rule of one of those. Anyway.
So exactly what about Mitchell's plane? In fact, you considered that?
There was a local oversight plane there. There's an SME that we identified there, Jerry. We were going to go there and see them once, and we never got there.
That issue it's still on the agenda, but because what we do, we were given this time period by the Office of the House Services. So other things, we can't put them, all of them, at the same time. So those that we can, we will put them on the program. Those that we can't, we will put them in the basket. And then when we do the next program, we go back to the basket and pull them up and put them on the agenda. Otherwise, it's not a lost issue. That issue is still there. Remember, our last report was that the tourism in the municipality, they asked us if they would prefer if we go there, we go via the office of the executive mayor. So that was the recommendation that they made to us. Otherwise, the issue is still on the agenda.
Okay, no, we are not opposed to that. Okay. If that's the way to go, let us be correct.
I might be out of order.
Well, if you're out of order, be out of the room. Yes, ma'am.
I was just saying, Chairperson, that as we are members of this committee for reason, is it possible one day for us, we're discussing the Santas, will it be possible one day for us just to visit one of the botanical gardens? Because there's so much that concerns us as people controlling tourism in South Africa. For instance, the Kirstenbosch, which is very near us in Cape Town. We visited it week before last, the Walter Sisulu, and I found myself talking the language of this committee room right through. Then it just came across to me that when I said when we went to see that waterfall, Krugersdorp, Roodepoort, I just said, well, you know, people will always complain they cannot visit Johannesburg as tourists because Johannesburg does not have any seats, a book launch. So it's boring. But now, here we are, having such beautiful waterfalls, you know, and many other things that committee can enjoy and discuss with the people. Stuff, you know. At times, when something is burning, you just feel that, let me just cough it up.
Yes, before you burn yourself. And let us do this. As you were talking, I was thinking the perhaps if you could have a specialist in tourism to discuss the available attractions in South Africa and the potential of enhancing the attractions, if not adding to the attractions or something. Because as you are saying about Kirstenbosch, it is an attraction, yes. But there are cultural issues. There are so many festivals that are happening. If you look at what happened in Mexico, they use both indigenous and colonial heritage experiences for promoting tourism. What do we do here, and those types of things. How do we do the combination, the tangibles and the non-tangibles, and so forth. How about that approach? And then that would then include Kirstenbosch, Johannesburg Botanical Gardens, if it is there. I know there is a botanical gardens in Worcester as well, big one. So I don't know, but we need to be advised by somebody. It's not Jerry or Bunky. You can get a specialist, the correct person to advise on the attractions, their stage, and then how they could be enhanced, and then perhaps the possibility of expanding attractions. I don't know, but we can get somebody to do that. Because there's also the Dr. Ishmael has written a book on a very interesting book on the heritage of Cape Town and the different things, how things evolved. Some of these things just next to us, and then the different things. that you just take for granted. Just at the gate, it was a slave market where they sold slaves. There was a tree there. It talks about the museum here. It talks about just around Parliament, many lives around Parliament. That means we did not know about, and it's very interesting. He gave me that book. It's a wonderful book. I don't know whether I gave it to all of us, but if it did not, we've got to ask for that book to be in our library as well, so that we can use it. And then if the budget permits, we can buy for each member for purposes of heritage. He talks about the koi, the Van Riebeek, the experiences that they had when they met, and then where the sea was in at a certain stage. It was up to this stage, and then this development happened, and then the sea receded. It's a lot of things. It's a lot of experiences. Then they say that where this building was, there was water only. There was no building at a particular stage. So it's very, very interesting. So, but yeah, let us have that type of expert to broaden our horizons to tourist attraction. That's the first thing. But coming back to sun parks, in India, they have two rates. They've got the rates for locals and rates for foreigners. And I don't know whether those rates are subsidized by the government or not. The issue, and then the issue of a policy saying that some banks should totally fund themselves within a year or two. I don't mind making policies like that. You have your budget first before you have your policies. And you say, you make the policy and you look at the financial implications of that policy, and then you manage the financial implications, either by funding or gradual funding or whatever, or creating, perhaps allowing more hotels next to Kruger National Park and getting funds from there or some activities. It's not only the taxpayer the tourism, because the issues of prices affect demand. And once the demand drops to a certain level, then they themselves won't be in a position to operate. So I think, but we will call them and then discuss those different options and when the policy is going to be. But remember that it is the Department of Environment and Agriculture and Environment. So, good morning, Mr. Karai, Mr. Ben. And with that note, we close the meeting. Thank you.